rapid recap from a 70-52 Elite Eight victory for UConn over Notre Dame. The defending national champions are the first ones to punch their tickets to the Final Four. That was not pretty by any means. I think that kind of sums up the entire weekend. But UConn figured out how to get the job done, even though not a whole lot was going right for them.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the most impressive thing about what this team has done so far in the tournament is I feel like every single game they've won it in a different way, but they've still won it in fairly comfortably in all four of them, despite the fact that like it feels like a lot of things have not gone their way on the court.
Yeah, especially today. It felt a lot early on like the UNC game where the offense just wasn't working, and not to discredit either of those teams they played, but so much of it just felt like UConn wasn't even executing what it was supposed to do out there, regardless of what the other team was doing. They seemed really sloppy with their passing. They were just not, they used the word connected all the time, and I didn't feel like they were connected out there on offense in the first half. Then the first set they run out of the second half, it wasn't actually the greatest shot that AZ put up. It went in, but the ball moved really well. It all kind of flowed the way it should, and it felt like once that happened, everything kind of fell into place.
Yeah, they had 10 turnovers in the first half and then only 4 in the second, and it felt like they weren't really forced. Like, you could imagine them having 10 turnovers because Hannah Hidalgo was just, like, in the passing lanes and stuff, and it was almost like the fear of Hannah Hidalgo coming in and stealing the ball, like, just led them to make mistakes instead of it really being, I mean, like, Notre Dame's defense was good, but instead of it being anything that, like, really Notre Dame was doing that took them on other elements, but I thought the bench really stepped up in the first half when nothing did go right, because you got, I mean, Blanca finished the game with 20 points, but I did, like, that's the highlight, but I just thought they got really great minutes from Heckel, from Zabel, from Jana, even though it was like 30 minutes, it was a really impactful 3 minutes, and that was what won them the game. I think they finished with like 32 bench points, which is kind of insane.
Yeah, 12 points for Blanca in that first quarter, which was as many as Notre Dame had at that point, and 2 games in a row where she's come off the bench and kind of saved them. Then KK Arnold gets into foul trouble, and Kaylee Heckel goes into the game, and that was the exact moment where I was like, man, if they didn't have her, we're suddenly looking at a game that's, UConn might be in trouble here, right? Because if you don't have a point guard out there that can keep you afloat, and I don't know if it was Kaylee's best game of the season, but she did enough, kind of like the rest of the team, to get you through. And then 7 incredibly impactful minutes from Jana to settle them down, got some big offensive rebounds, amazingly finished with no second chance points, despite all those offensive rebounds they got in the third. But it felt like she set a tone more than anything.
Yeah, it was like you were kind of surprised. She was the first one off the bench, I think, in the second half, which it was like I would have assumed it would have been Blanca the way she was playing. But she came in and like immediately made an impact on the glass, and I thought that was so important because they really needed to find a way to get some separation, and we're just still struggling to do it, and we're able to just secure some rebounds and get some good looks off of that in the third quarter.
Most outstanding player of the Fort Worth 1 region is Sarah Strong. All-tournament team is Blanca Quiñones and AZ Fudd. I voted for Blanca for most outstanding player. Nothing against Sarah, but Blanca was just so impactful. And I would also pick her as my player of the game today, because I know Sarah finished with a lot, and she battled out there. Like, that was probably the most physical game she's had to fight through on her own. But the lift that Blanca gave them early, I think, was just invaluable.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sarah's a fair argument for it, but I thought Blanca won the game for them today, and I thought she should have got it. That was also my vote. But she was just, like, so impactful in this game, especially in that second quarter. But, I mean, she came in and made some big shots even in the second half, and just, this is now, what, the fourth game that she scored 15 or more points. She's been fantastic for them in the tournament run, and it's, like, a big part of the reason why they're here.
Now they move on to Phoenix for the Final Four, the third straight year, 25th time in a row. We don't know who they're going to play yet because that takes place tomorrow night between the winner of South Carolina and TCU. Almost certainly going to be a national championship rematch from last year, a game that we didn't get to see this season. I probably feel less confident going into this Final Four than I would have at the start of this regional, just because UConn did really struggle for a lot of it. But I think it's worthwhile that Gino said that he thinks maybe now that they're there, they're going to be able to take a breath and just go out there and play basketball, where maybe they were pressing a bit. I don't think it being Notre Dame helped anything, but yeah, they're going to have to be better against South Carolina, against whoever they play next weekend. But they are figuring out how to win, and I don't feel as though the moment has been too big for them and the pressure has gotten to them. It's just been a lot uglier than we've come to expect.
Yeah, it just has felt like the offense has just been out of sorts, and that's certainly something I think they need to probably try to figure out before they play again on Friday when you get to South Carolina or UCLA or Texas, wherever it is going to be. If you advance to the national championship game, like, there's just a lot less room for error these two games. Yeah, they've struggled, and their defense can get them really far, but you also don't have a team on the other side that has the type of weapons that those three teams have, so being able to execute on the offensive end is going to be really important in Phoenix.
They also really didn't press this weekend. I think, especially against Notre Dame, that was a recipe for letting Hidalgo go off for 50, yeah. But they've still got that holstered. I think that's also probably part of the offensive issues, is they weren't getting a ton in fast break. They weren't getting a lot out of transition, so we'll see if they bring that back.
Yeah, agreed. I expect it to come back in the Final Four. I think it's a good point that today, just particularly with Hidalgo, to be like pressing, and you've got to watch out for her so much, to be playing defense on 90 feet of the floor is a lot to do against the Notre Dame team with her on it. But it has been so much like the bread and butter of what they do and what fuels their offense in so many ways that, like, I think you have to bring it back to the Final Four and try to make it work.
And if they do get their offense going even a little bit better, the defense has still been really good this weekend. And the fact that it was a half-court defense, it was mostly just them forcing other teams to miss shots rather than turning them over a million times to spark your defense. So they still got that to hang their hat on. If they're going to lose, it feels like it's going to be like a 58-56 barn burner.
Agreed. I don't think you can say enough about their defense this weekend between what they did to North Carolina and then holding Notre Dame to 52 as well. Like, I know Hidalgo had 22, but it wasn't efficient. They made it really difficult for her and did a great job of doing that.
So that's our not-so-rapid recap. Next time we'll be back, we'll be in Phoenix for the Final Four. Nice and hot. Got about 5 days until then, so we will talk to you then. Got all the coverage on the Women's Basketball Weekly, and we'll have a full-length podcast for you sometime this week. Thanks for listening.